Representative Don Young is skipping this year's Republican National Convention, but his absence is not a political statement. He just doesn't go to conventions anymore.
Really, they're just a big party, and I don't have the desire to party that hard anymore.
As is typical for the congressman, Young kept his opening remarks to the Chamber of Commerce short. He says the biggest challenge for Congress is increasing regulations established by regulatory agencies rather than lawmakers.
I introduced a bill 4 years ago in the Congress that said any regulation 1991 until now are null and void unless ratified by the Congress. And I got laughed at, by the way, at the chamber in Anchorage. And I said, that's the only way you can stop that is to say they're not valid laws because they have not been vetted by the people. And to be vetted by the people is by the Congress of the United States.
Young soon opened the floor for questions, and one audience member asked about the possibility of the president establishing a new wildlife refuge in Alaska. Young says President Obama could do that, but a new president could overturn such a declaration. That led Young to talk about the presidential election and why he will support Donald Trump, the Republican nominee, even though Trump wasn't Young's first or second choice.
He's better than Hillary. It's that simple. John Kasich was my candidate. Jeb Bush was until he just petered out because I knew his father and his brothers. And there's a lot more talented people. But main thing, and I say this respectfully, as Donald Trump has hit a chord, but he's not and has not been a conservative. He's very much liberal, and that bothers me.
Young says he felt a little better after the selection of Indiana Governor Mike Pence as Trump's running mate. And Young says as long as Republicans hold a majority in the House and Senate, it doesn't really matter who the president is because Congress can keep that person in check. Despite that, Young says he still doesn't want presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton winning the White House. He compared her to former President Richard Nixon, who resigned in 1974 following the Watergate scandal.
Richard Nixon and what he was charged with. Anybody know what he was charged with? Anybody know? Nothing. Other than the fact he had some tapes. Now we have a person running for the president that's lied to the Congress. Lied to the Justice Department, admits, in fact, that she had these emails that were unclassified and saying, oh, I didn't know they were classified. Think 44 years ago, she'd be in jail and be hung. She's a dishonest person. And if you want a dishonest person, vote for her.
Regarding his own campaign, Young says he's running on his record, built over 44 years in the House.
So I want you to understand that I'm still fired up about this job. I like what I do, and I will tell you lastly, personally, I believe I'm good for the state, and I know I'm good for the state, and if I was to lose, I'd be hurt for about 35 minutes. I'd be mad. And then I'm going out and buy an airplane if she'll let me.
Young was referring to his wife, Anne, who was in the audience. Young also joked that his main rival, Democrat Steve Lindbeck, is too old for the job.
And I say that with sort of halfway jest. He's 63 and I'm 83. And when he gets my age, he'll be dead.
In response to another question, Young says the United States needs to be more active in the Arctic as the ice retreats and new resources open up. But he says other politicians from the lower 48 don't understand the potential of that region. He also talked about some legislation he's worked on to transfer about 2 million acres of the Tongass National Forest to the state of Alaska.
That bill's going to be moving whether this president will ever sign it. We figure with 2 million acres for the communities that you'll be able to pick, yes, timber, viable timber harvest, and you'll have a land base to manage the areas of these communities so you don't, you know, frankly, starve to death.
In a short interview following his chamber talk, Young also touched on the planned transition on the Tongass from old-growth timber harvest to young growth. He says harvesting young trees doesn't make sense.
There's no market for the trees that they're saying they want to cut. And it's a terrible waste because in 50 years, they would be viable saw timber. There's no market for it. And what do? They'll put it up for sale, and this is a Forest Service ploy. put it up for sale, and no one will bid on it because there's no way they can make money out of it. They'll say, after there's no bids, they'll say, well, there's no market, nobody's interested, so we'll just shut it down. And they don't want us to cut any trees here.
Young is pushing legislation to delay that transition to young-growth timber. Similar measures have been introduced in the U.S. Senate. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.